Играется.
Today's Amud for Chazara is Yumun and Vavam and Aleph. We're holding four lines from the bottom on Anhei Mebeis. So the Gemara had said, the Gemara brought, that Rabbi Yehuda's Shita is that there was no special collection box in the Beis HaMikdash for Kinei Chayva. And we said, that Rabbi Yehuda said that the reason for that is Mipnei HaTaroives. So we said, what does it mean Mipnei HaTaroives? The Gemara's Maskanum is that we're Chayshish, that maybe we're going to end up, if everyone puts their money into the Kinei Chayva box, and again, the Kinei Chayva is one, everyone brings one bird as an Ayla, one bird as a Chat. Us. So we have to be chayshish that maybe we're going to find out that one of the people who put money into the box died. Now the problem with that is that there's a halacha about a chatos, that if the owner of the chatos dies, the money becomes pasul. So therefore, let's say we have 100 zuz in the box, if we find out that one of the people died, so there's going to be 4 zuz in here, the price of one carbon, there's going to be 4 zuz in here, which is pasul, and it's going to be mixed in with everyone else's money, and it's going to ruin all the money. For whatever reason, we don't say it's batul, it's going to ruin all the money, and therefore, because of that chashash, Rabbi Yehuda says not to have a box for kinei chayva. The Gemara asked, what's the issue? Just rely on Breira. Take out 4 zuz from the box, and we'll say retroactively, this is the money that the person who died put in. And we'll take out the 4 zuz from the box, and we'll throw it into the yam, and then the rest of the money will be fine. Said the Gemara, then no, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold a Breira. So now says our Gemara, says the Gemara, Binalon, how do we know that this is true, that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold a Breira? Eileva mehadetna, maybe you'll say it's from the following Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "Halukeach yayin mibein hakusim." If let's say a person buys wine from kusim, who our sugi is treating as Jews, however they're chashon on trumas and meisers. So if a person buys wine from kusim, erev Shabbos im chasheicha, now he's holding erev Shabbos by bein hashmashus, so he's not able to take off trumas and meisers. So I made va'aymer. So he gets up and he declares that shnei lugin shani asal lahafrish harehei truma, and I'm going to take off truma later after Shabbos, matzei Shabbos, and I'm making out that truma already now. Asara Maisa Rishon, and I'm going to take off another 10 out of the 100, another 10%, and that's going to be Maisa Rishon. And Tisha Maisa Sheni, another 10%, 9 out of the remaining 90 lug, I'll take off, and that's going to be Maisa Sheni. Umecha Vashaysa Miyad, the way Taisis learns is that, and then he starts drinking the wine right away. You can have it for Kiddush, Tifir Rabbi Meir. That's Rabbi Meir Shito, that we rely on Breira, meaning to say that Matzah Shabbos will take off the Trumas and Maisers, and retroactively we'll look at it like that the wine that he drank was always Chulin. And the Truma and Meiser that he takes off after Shabbos, that's really the Truma and Meiser that he separated already before. So that's the way we'll look at it. And we'll rely on Breira, and therefore he'll be able to drink the wine for Kiddush. However, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yaisi, Rabbi Shimon Eisrin, they say that no, it's Aser. So what's the reason that they say it's Aser? Says the Gemara, Amei Breira. Presumably the reason is because they hold that we don't rely on Breira. So you see that Rabbi Yehuda, Shita is that we don't rely on Breira. Says the Gemara, there's no Rayo. Mimai, who says that's because of Ein Breira? Vilma Shani Hasim, over there, it's different. It's not because they don't hold a Breira. It's the Katani Taima. They say their reason. They explain to Rabbi Meir that Amru Lai, the Rabbi Meir, these Tanayim, they said to Rabbi Meir, Ya Tamayda Shami Yibaka Hanayid, aren't you Chayshish that maybe the barrel's gonna break? If you allow him to drink from this wine for Kiddush on the assumption that he's gonna end up Matzei Shabbos taking off the Truman Meiser, but what happens if the bottle breaks? So he's not gonna be able to take off Truman Meiser later. Vinimsa's going to come out that Shaisa Tvalu Lumafreya, that retroactively we'll look at it like that which he drank was Tevel, because he didn't end up taking off Truman Meiser. So that was their problem. That's why they said it's Aser not to rely on this Eitza. Not necessarily because that they don't hold the Breira. It's because they were Chayshish that maybe the bottle's going to break and it's going to come out that Lumafreya they were drinking Tevel. Vamer Lahem, and just stop. The Gemara tells us that Rabbi Meir responded to them that Lichashi Yabaka. Then when it breaks, I'll worry about it then, which is a nice way of saying, I'm not chayshish for that. I'm not chayshish that's going to break, and that's why he said that we could rely on the Breira, because he wasn't chayshish that it's going to break. But al kapanim, we don't have a raya from here that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold the Breira, and we'll see him here to Shem in the following shir. What's the makar? Where do we know it from that Rabbi Yehuda does not hold the Breira?